This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Thursday night edition of the show. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. And then we have our live Saturday show that we do from 7 until 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. So be sure you join us for every single moment. However, if you miss a moment, that's okay. We've got them all archived for you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Man, which there is no logging in required. There is no membership fee. Nope. You don't have to do anything, really, except go to freetalklive.com and get them.
Click it, and the first 6 days are in MP3 format.
That's right.
And the first, and then the most recent 8 months, you can
nine
get
months.
In, 9 months, nine really. Months. 9 months you can get in BitTorrent.
Exactly. And it's all free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. All right, this is the show about your calls. You can do whatever you want. Bring up a political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. In fact, coming up tonight, though, we've got stuff that we want to bring up, man. Which, on the way, you've got a story about a man flipping the bird to a police camera.
Essentially.
To one of those red stop, red light cameras, right?
I explained it to you as the bird, but it's
some
in another
sort of,
country.
Some sort of sign that
yes.
was offensive to the government officials. And so we've got that story for you, as well as news on taxes. Specifically, how much it costs to actually pay your taxes. Sure, you've got the cost of the taxes themselves, but what's it cost to go through the process of paying them? And in fact, I've got a neat email from the Center for Small Government that really combines all of the costs, all of the hidden tax costs that we have all together to give you the final total for how many trillions of dollars we're really paying the government. It's far more than the 2-point-whatever trillion we think that we're paying to the government. We'll give you all that and more coming up before 10 o'clock tonight. But first, we go to the phones to Stephen Gordon from hammeroftruth.com. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Manwich. How are you today?
Good. We are excellent, Stephen. How are you tonight, sir?
Oh, we are on top of the world at Hammer of Truth right now.
Now, I actually mentioned hammeroftruth.com last night because I pulled the story from your website. Hammer of Truth is essentially a pro-freedom, pro-liberty blog. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
What are you guys doing over there exactly? Tell me more about Hammer of Truth.
You've got something new going on, don't you?
Yeah, actually what we're doing at Hammer of Truth is it's a community blog site. We have multiple bloggers on there, and we've had some really explosive traffic rates lately. What we're doing now is we're creating a spin-off site so that we can create a new cyber enclave for internets, for libertarians on the internet. Sorry.
That sounds interesting. A cyber enclave. What is that?
What we want to do is we want to take some of the best things, technological things and business plans the internet has to offer, and combine them all in one website. So we're going to be offering citizen journalism with the libertarian slant, but technically we're going to be using customized portals and merit-based publishing the way Daily Kos and Newsground.com do it.
So essentially you're saying there's going to be a lot more community interaction. I mean, there's already on a blog, if you've ever been to one of these things, and most people, a lot of people who are on the internet have, you have sort of the editorial staff, the bloggers, and they post their stories and they post their thoughts, and then there's comments that the users can leave. You're talking about expanding that into much more of a larger community user-based sort of a thing.
Well, that's only a small fraction of it. We're doing a lot of things. We're also going to be adding a lot of new technologies, like the stuff that's being used at Yahoo's upcoming.org. Mm-hmm. We integrate well with Google News now. We're not just a blog anymore. We're a news source. We're a freedom news source.
Would you say you guys are one of the top libertarian blogs on the internet?
Definitely. Matter of fact, we just passed up one of the top internet blogs on the internet today.
Really? Which one?
That was Catalarchy.
What the heck are they?
They're somebody that 2 or 3 years ago I would love it when they mentioned something because of driving the traffic to me. But now we've just passed them, and we're passing others. At our current rate of progression, we'll pass Reason Magazine next year.
Well, I got to say, you guys make good choices. You just added me as a guest editor. Is that what I'm called? A guest editor on
Hammer? That sounds like a good name. You're the only guest editor we have, so whatever you want to call yourself, that's your title.
Which is kind of cool because I've never been in the world of the blogs before, so this is kind of my first little blog gig. I'm not going to be posting a lot, but from time to time, if I've got some thoughts, I'll come in there.
I'd like a title. Could I be the 400-pound gorilla?
Cool. Yeah, we definitely have a 400-pound gorilla slot open. It's vacant right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
So some exciting things happening over at hammeroftruth.com. And how can people help you out, Stephen? Because all of this stuff actually does cost money, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. What we are doing is we're holding a fundraiser right now. We're trying to raise $10,000 to kick this off the ground. We've already picked up over $4,000 since Monday, but we still need around $6,000 so that we can put full time into this project.
You guys are pretty high visibility. You had Michael Badnarik out there sort of pimping dollars for you guys the other day.
That's the kind of thing we do. I'm both Stephen Van Dyke, my partner in this venture, and I, we're pretty used to the libertarian world, and we've been doing a lot on the internet for years, so we're pretty used. We don't mind asking people like Mike, who's a pretty good friend of mine, to pimp for me. I'd pimp for him too.
Right, and in fact, you guys have been supporting Free Talk Live for quite a while. Whenever you go to hammeroftruth.com, if it's during show hours, there's a little banner that pops up telling you to go listen to Free Talk Live. If you're going between, for instance, 8 and 10 o'clock at night, weeknights, you'll see that pop up. And you guys did that on your own, which is just fantastic. So I appreciate that we're all able to sort of work together and promote liberty and promote, you know, send our listeners and readers back and forth. So people want to help contribute to this big upgrade for hammeroftruth.com.
Hammeroftruth.com, and there's a little Statue of Liberty, actually a mid-sized Statue of Liberty up in the top right-hand corner.
That's the same one from the old Badnarik site, too.
Yeah, well, the ones who did the one from the... I was the communications director for Badnarik, and I ran most of the website stuff. That's why we had such a kick-ass website.
That's a very sharp little graphic for that.
I think before we were actually syndicated nationally, is that right? We had Michael Badnarik on.
Syndicated nationally at that time. Not very wide syndicated. Yeah, we did have Michael on.
I know we had him on. I couldn't remember the time frame.
Great. So, hammeroftruth.com. People should go there first and foremost for the news and the commentary because it's very sharp, very witty. And then, of course, there's the new spinoff site. They can get all of the details. I mean, there's a laundry list of upgrades and neat things that you guys are planning on doing. And it's exciting to be a part of it, Stephen. Anything else that you wanted to tell us about tonight?
I enjoyed your article, and everybody should come over to Hammer Truth just to read your article. And actually, the first one you did, I perhaps even like better. I call it the Just Do It article.
Yes. I was talking about, and I think I've talked about this on the air before, I was talking about the bureaucracy of the Libertarian Party. Man, what you've been to, these Libertarian Party meetings where...
They're fun. Sit around, point of order. It's great.
Yeah. They sit around with their Robert's Rules of Order.
Well,
it is
good, generally.
So slow.
It's generally the ones here in town are done at Bennigan's, so you can drink beer while they...
That helps.
These people do it.
Beer and politics are a good mix.
I don't even talk to
But
them.
Unfortunately, what you end up with is the debate club, which is what the Libertarian Party has been for the past 30 years, and nothing ever gets done. As I pointed out, I don't know if I mentioned this in the article, but around here, the big accomplishment for the Libertarian Party of Sarasota was, which is a fairly active group compared to some libertarian groups, was the fact that they bought a billboard. Not a billboard, but a bus stop sign.
Yeah.
That was their big deal. That was their win for the year, the bus stop sign.
Which is pretty scary. I mean, even in Alabama, we're getting state cabinet officials fired and winning tax bills and stuff like that. So Alabama's where I live.
Right. So I suggested in my first article at hammeroftruth.com that people that really want to see the libertarian movement advance need to just take matters into their own hands. If you want to get some libertarian outreach going on, for instance, don't ask the Libertarian Party for funding. Don't ask them to approve your little venture. Put the funding together on your own. Go out, find the volunteers by yourself, and go out and do it.
That's exactly what we're doing. That's how you get your business off the ground. That's how we're getting this business off the ground.
Exactly.
And that's the only way I've ever accomplished anything politically, is just do it.
Yep, get out there and get it done, because if you want it done right, you do have to do it yourself. Stephen Gordon, and you're doing a great job over at hammeroftruth.com. I know we're going to send some visitors your way, and thanks for your time tonight, as always, sir.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
Take it easy. 800-259-5791. It's a cool site. I like the name, too. Just smash things.
Hammer
the truth. More coming back. Free Talk Live on the way. Guy flips the bird or something to a traffic camera.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today, we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And it's not just any old photo. It's one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation, and what it means is in the picture, the lady in question is actually holding up some sort of evidence, or she has some evidence in the photo that she listens to Free Talk Live. So beyond a shadow of a doubt, we know that she is who she claims to be, because we've had a problem in the past with people trying to fake us out. That's why we came up with a validation method.
Lonely, fat men with facial hair.
Could just be lonely, ugly men.
But no, whatever.
But nonetheless, you can visit the Shrine at freetalklive.com. In fact, I'm expecting to add 2 brand new Shriners.
Wait, how come I haven't seen them?
You've seen one of them.
Right, I haven't seen the other.
Okay. Well, you will. This weekend, if you're on the updates list, you'll know about it first at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll give you more on that a little bit later. Let's go to your story, Manwich, because you've got something about a guy that gave some sort of hand signal, some offensive hand signal in another country to a traffic camera. What happened?
A UK court on Monday severely penalized a motorist for the crime of showing disrespect to a mobile speed camera van.
Showing disrespect to a van.
Yes. The device had photographed,
you don't want to hurt the van's feelings.
I'm not sure what. The device had photographed Sean Tohill, 21, driving at 22 miles per hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone on July 29, 2005, but police became enraged when they noticed that he had given the camera a V sign. Now, in England, you know...
Victory. What's that mean in England?
It's the equivalent of a shooting the bird.
Oh, okay.
Not very nice. And he apparently did it two-handed. The double bird.
Madness. Double the anger.
Right. It could mean peace or victory or any of those things, but I suspect that what he meant was...
Well, they took it as the offensive one, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to write the ticket.
At the time, the road was otherwise empty. The police admitted that there was no sign that Tohill's silver VW Polo, never heard of this thing, was out of control.
British car, one of those European cars, probably.
Yeah. There's no sign that it was out of control. He never drifted off course. Officers, nonetheless, were dispatched to his home 2 days later to charge him with dangerous driving.
Okay.
The sheriff court in Scotland upheld the charge, claiming even a momentary removal of hands from the wheel to make a gesture was dangerous.
Oh,
see,
right.
There's a picture. The sheriff
actually showed the guy doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've got the photo. Evans suspended Tohill's right to drive for a year and imposed $160 fine. Tohill plans to appeal the ruling. He can't drive for a year.
Because he flipped off the traffic camera.
The van, yeah.
Right.
I can't believe that speed cameras can be used in this way, Tohill, a North Sea oil worker, a hard worker here, told the London Telegraph. I thought they were used to catch speeding drivers.
Surprise, surprise.
No.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me, Manwich, that when you give the government just a little bit of power, just a little bit of leeway, they'll take it as far as they possibly can?
I'm afraid so.
And suspend somebody's driving ability for a year because they made a hand signal out of their car?
Yeah, afraid so.
What if he was waving at a friend? Would they have brought him up on charges for that one, too?
I doubt it very seriously. It's pretty clear by what is said here that...
It took offense.
It was a defiant gesture, and that's the problem. Now, they did manage to couch it in the terms that he used. It was a two-handed defiant gesture rather than a one-handed defiant gesture.
Can you flip off... I understand that vans and immobile objects, inanimate objects, can have feelings, apparently, in the United Kingdom. Can you flip off or give the V sign to politicians in England? I mean, is it okay to offend them still? Or if they're offended, will the punishment be even more severe? Will we lock people in prison for that next?
It's an excellent question.
800-259-5791. I mean, how soon is this stuff going to come over here? I mean, we already know that there are cops that take offense to it. My old lady, she used to flip the bird to the police around here, and I told her, that's going to get you in trouble one of these days. Go ahead, keep doing it and see what happens. And sure enough, she did get in trouble for it. Some cop pulled her over, and I don't remember what the ticket was for, but it did have something to do with the fact that she flipped the bird at the cop and angered him.
She paid it?
I guess. Otherwise, they'll take away your license.
Well, you can always take it to court. I would think that if you were feeling defiant enough to flip the cop the bird, you should take the ticket that you got to court and, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can't make excuses for it. I thought it was a silly thing to do.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, so there you go. There's the news. If you're ever in Great Britain, don't flip the bird or the V symbol or whatever to any traffic cameras.
Afraid so.
Otherwise, you might hurt their feelings and make them cry.
Yep.
800-259-5791. Let's go to an email from the Small Government News. This is the Center for Small Government. Reporting on the actual size. This is, we know, we've talked several times on this show about how we have
difficult it is to get the actual size.
Well, we've also talked about frequently how we have a over $2 trillion federal government. But that's not where the story ends. That's not the total amount that government costs us. And they've actually taken the numbers from a few different sources and crunched them down. And so here is the latest. Here is the actual total, the burden that the big government that we have in this country at all levels takes, the toll that it takes on our productive economy. Here it is. Big government in America is so huge it boggles the mind and numbs the senses. But exactly how big is big government? For the moment, just consider one key factor, the money spent and controlled by government. How much of our annual earnings does big government take and spend, command, and control? Add the federal budget to all the state and local government budgets in the United States and subtract out the amounts that they shift between each other, which is called intragovernmental spending.
And that doesn't count?
No.
Okay, I guess it wouldn't.
Federal, state, and local governments together directly spend a whopping $4.8 trillion every single year.
Wow, almost $5 trillion.
Yeah, but there's more. Big government politicians hide massive amounts of spending that they call off-budget. They conveniently keep these funds out of public view. They pass laws to make these deceptive accounting practices perfectly legal for themselves. Say you file your income taxes this year with a stated income of $60,000. What does the IRS do when they audit you and discover that you earn $20,000 a year off budget,
mm-hmm.
in addition to the $60,000 that you reported? Do they chalk this up to normal accounting practices, just like governments have, and let it slide by? Or do they increase your tax bill, fine you, and possibly throw you in prison?
Choice B.
Massachusetts state government alone spends at least $20 billion off the books every single year. Conservative estimates give us total off the books federal, state, and local government spending of at least $700 billion annually. Add to this the on-the-book spending and you get government spending in total of $5.5 trillion every single year. But there's more. Big government mandates. Jeez. Big government mandates and compels us to spend another $1.5 to $3 trillion every year. This is the externalized cost of government, i.e., the amount that governments force businesses, nonprofits, and citizens to spend just to comply with the government regulations.
I went to a business today, which is a it was an art gallery that I went to, and you can imagine these places don't get a lot of people in wheelchairs in them. But they had a big wheelchair ramp thing that they had mm-hmm. built up to their, you know, the building was raised. So
right.
It went way up there.
That's not counted as taxes. That's counted as the regulations mm-hmm. and bowing down to them. And that costs money, building that wheelchair ramp for people that might never use it. 800-259-5791 will give you the grand total for all governments and how much of a toll they take coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of stuff, including the bulletin board system, with over 76,000 posts and well over 1,100 people interacting. It's all free online at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the size of government, the true size of government. The Center for Small Government has crunched the numbers, and they've discovered that on top of the trillions of dollars, the $4.8 trillion that all governments, federal, state, and local, spend a total every year at this
just
point.
About $5 trillion.
Right. Despite that, and actually on top of that, the $700 billion estimated, and that's a conservative estimate, of the off-the-books spending, the stuff that they somehow shove under the rug with their trickery.
Yeah.
That puts us up to a total of $5.5 trillion. Add to that another $1.5 to $3 trillion every year, which is the externalized cost of government. For instance, the amount that governments force businesses, nonprofits, and citizens to spend to comply with government regulations. Examples include collecting payroll taxes, filing tax returns, complying with OSHA, Medicare, EPA, FDA, FTC, FEC, and USDA regulations, just to name a few.
Well, just imagine for a second, they've outlawed the use of, at least in Florida, I can't tell you everywhere around the country, but they've outlawed the use of staples in putting down roof shingles.
Okay.
And now you have to use these coil guns that have these roofing nails in them. It's a better way to put down shingles, but if you want to do something cheap and quick and be able to whip out a lot of roofs that wouldn't be able to handle more than, say, a 75-100-mile-an-hour wind, that's just people's choices, whether mm-hmm. they want to live in something like that, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, now, if the insurance company won't insure that, then I don't think very many people would make that choice. But they should be free to make that choice.
Absolutely. It doesn't make any sense to hurricane-proof houses that you're going to put in Montana.
Yeah. So combined direct and mandated government spending may well exceed $7 trillion in rising this year, next year, and every year. $7 trillion out of the total U.S. economy of what? What's the total U.S. economy? If $7 trillion is what the government is costing us.
$10
Wow, actually, I thought you'd be a little bit more liberal with your estimate. It's actually 12. $12
trillion. I just had to guess because I know what the numbers are like.
That is a huge chunk. I mean, 7 out of 12, that's 58.3% mm-hmm. of the economy. 58.3% going to the government.
Well, I knew.
To be wasted.
I have an article that's similar to what you've got there. It's not the same thing, but I knew the taxes were about 45-50% of the average person's income.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just figure out 45-50% of that, and then you talked about complying with regulations, stuff like that. I have another little tidbit to that.
Please.
If you, for every dollar you pay in taxes, apparently, it's for the average person 22 cents to be able to pay that dollar. So you dish out a buck to the government,
really?
You dish out 22 cents to H&R Block or, you know, some accountant or whatever method it is this gets done. And as you can imagine, this is much harder on poor people than it is.
That can't just be. No, I'm sorry, but that just can't be to pay the accountant. That must take into account the time that you spend.
Sure, it does.
The paperwork and all of the hassles that you have to go through in order to pay the tax. Not just the amount that's paid.
No,
to the tax industry.
22 cents per dollar of tax revenues collected. So
That's real dollars. I guess it doesn't. It does not have to do with your time.
That's just the money that goes to the tax business.
You know, it hasn't been that way for me, but who am I to say?
Yeah,
that's what the
where's the source on that?
The Tax Foundation on the Rising Cost of Tax Compliance.
Hmm. That sounds about right. So almost 60% of today's economy being spent by the government.
Yeah,
that's huge. That do you understand? I mean, those of you, I'm not an economist or anything like that, but if you've ever looked at what government does with the money that it gets, it spends that money so poorly. And the reason why, I don't know if this was you, Manwich, but somebody was saying there's four different ways to spend money. And I think for some reason it was you, but I don't know who it was. And the idea was you can take your money and spend it yourself. And that's the way that money is going to be spent the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got all of your interests in your mind. You are really going to make the best choices for your money. At least the best choices in your mind. You may disagree. You may say, Ian, you're not spending your money in the right way. Here's how I would spend it. But it's up to me.
Right.
I mean, I am the one that does know best how to spend my money. The next best way to, I think, spend your money is to give it to somebody that you trust to spend it for you. You know,
right.
Give them a specific set of instructions. Give them a budget. That sort of thing.
Companies that hire marketing managers to buy their ads for them.
Right. And so that way, that person's directly accountable to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've given them there's an agreement between the two of you.
Yeah.
I know that, Manwich, you're only going to spend my money in these certain areas. You might actually come to consult with me on a few different things, and that way I don't have to worry about spending my money in those areas.
Right.
That's the other way to do it. I'm trying to remember what the third option was.
The third option is not-for-profits, or like the example is not-for-profits that you give money to. The United Way, for instance, or the American Cancer Society, that kind of thing. You give your money to the American Cancer Society. The American Cancer Society decides how best to distribute your money to, you know, whatever, research, cancer victims, that kind of thing. And you can hold them accountable in the sense that you can research them, that kind of thing. But
and the fact that you can stop giving them money in the future.
You can stop giving them money in the future.
So they'll do an okay job. And then the worst way to have your money spent is to have someone take it from you by force and spend it on whatever it is they damn well please.
Yeah.
Which is what the government does.
It absolutely is.
These people, the government, has no incentive whatsoever to spend your money accurately, to spend your money in the way that you might like it be spent. And even if they are spending it in a way that you might want it to be spent, they're certainly not going to be very frugal with it. Why? They don't care. They're not going to lose next year if they're frugal with your money. They're not going to be punished if they screw things
up.
In fact, they'll be rewarded if they screw things up.
Absolutely. You know, I was just reading I was looking at the newspaper today. I hate looking at the thing. It always makes me feel cynical, but there it was in the newspaper, you know, local newspaper. I happened to, it was St. Pete Times. I happened to like it very much. Good paper. It said, well, that the state legislators or whoever have decided the citrus canker program is a complete failure.
So
what do you think's going to happen?
$3 billion.
They're going to throw some money at figuring out how to stop citrus canker. Complete failure. That doesn't mean we'll stop the program. It's just a complete failure.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is typical. And this is
typical.
What happens with every government bureaucracy. In fact, if a government bureaucracy actually succeeds at something, which I've never seen happen, they'd probably get more money for that, too. But nonetheless, they really get more money when they fail.
They can point to successes, and they often do. You know, here is Lolita. She's been helped by our WIC program of giving milk to, you know, money to women for, you know, to be able to...
welfare.
Yeah, take care of their kids and stuff like that. You know, they hold up Lolita, they have her four little kids in front of her, and, you know, look at how much, how great, you know, this one's, Johnny's just gotten straight A's in school, you know,
right.
they do that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Well, they failed to mention how many of these women used the money, somehow managed to parlay the money into crack,
right.
Or something like that. Because, I mean, I'm sorry, the fact is, you give, people trade food stamps for drugs.
They do.
They say, here's a food stamp, how much you give me for it? And I guess, you know, my understanding is that it's somewhere between 50 and 70% for food stamps.
That's right.
And some people...
Drug dealers got to eat too, you know.
You know, and people will take them, use them, and there you go.
800-259-5791, your comments on the size of government, how government works, meaning that they take money at the point of a gun and just spend it on whatever, $500 for a hammer, $300 for a toilet seat, that sort of thing. Send it to their friends, punish their enemies. 800-259-5791, this is your show, National ID. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the listener map there. You go to map.freetalklive.com and you can add yourself to it. There's over 700 of our listeners that have gone so far to add themselves to the map at map.freetalklive.com. Takes you just a moment. All you need to do is enter your location, your name. You can add a photo if you'd like. That's optional. Also optional is a phrase to go along with your entry at map.freetalklive.com. It's neat. You can see who else is listening to the show around the world. Map.
Around the world.
Map.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, we talked about the Real ID Act not too long ago on the show. Actually, it's probably been a few months since we've actually brought it up. And there's some news about the Real ID Act. In fact, I gotta see if I can bring this up here because I just had a computer glitch error. But one of the problems apparently with it is that it's gonna cost a lot to implement.
I bet it is. I mean, I don't really see any huge advantage to the thing. I guess what they're hoping to do is to stop illegal immigration or something, or at least keep them from driving.
I guess that was one of the excuses behind it. Also, the whole terrorism scare was behind it as well. The idea
terrorists are going to run right out and get an ID.
Well,
a legal one. It says terrorist across the top, actually.
So they basically they came up with this idea to have the Department of Homeland Security be the ones that were to come up with the requirements for identification in America. And instead of having 50 different states with a variety of different things on their driver's licenses, for instance, some states require a Social Security number on the license, some do not. Okay, some require other
information. Seems like a really bad idea to put your Social Security number.
It does. It does. And so they've created the plan for this thing. In fact, it's supposed to go in by 2008. And as always, man, which whenever you've got a government program planned for creation,
mm-hmm.
they always set a budget for it, right? They say, okay, this new program, like the prescription drug thing, for instance, that came out last year, this new program's going to cost X amount of billions of dollars. And then as time goes on, as the start date gets closer for the program, things start to change. The amount specifically starts to go up.
Yep.
Up.
And I don't mean by a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's double
by
it.
By 33%, 50%, sure.
You know, it's like this war. I don't know how much we were told this thing was going to cost, but I'm sure that we weren't told that it was going to cost $200 billion. And it's not $200 billion now. It's $400 billion now.
Oh, my God.
And there's an economist from Harvard who said that by the time we're done with it, and remember we got to pay for all the people with
rebuilding.
Forget that. The soldiers got depleted uranium. The mm-hmm. VA hospitals, they're going to be housing these people for the rest of their frickin' lives.
Right.
I mean, that's it. They're ruined, broken men.
PTSD.
Yep, absolutely. $2.1 trillion.
Estimated.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so here's the detail on the national ID from the Associated Press. An anti-terrorism law creating a national standard for all driver's licenses by 2008 isn't upsetting just civil libertarians and immigration rights activists. State motor vehicle officials nationwide will have to carry out the Real ID Act, say its authors grossly underestimated its logistical, technological, and financial demands. In a comprehensive survey obtained by the Associated Press in follow-up interviews, officials cast doubt on the state's ability to comply with the law on time and fretted that it will be a budget buster. Because as I recall, and I'm not sure if this article mentions it, but as I recall, they passed this Real ID Act and said, here you go, states. You either agree to it, because remember, this was their big sell point.
Mm-hmm.
You either agree to the Real ID Act and all of its provisions, or you can disagree with it. Now, if you disagree with it and you don't want to implement it, that's okay. You're just going to be locked out from all federal funding. You're going to be locked out from most federal programs. Your citizens will not be allowed to travel at airports, for instance. Your state programs that are receiving federal money will be cut off. So the states really want to comply with Real ID because they're a bunch of lapdogs for the federal government. They're pathetic. But so here we have a situation where they're supposed to fund it on their own. Well, here's what they're saying. It's just flat out impossible and unrealistic to meet the prescriptive provisions of this law by 2008. Now, this is typical of bureaucrats.
Yeah.
They always throw up their hands and say, we can't do it. And here's what, we need more money. We could do it maybe in time if you give us more money.
Yeah.
But this really is going to take 20 years. I mean, come on. Nebraska's motor vehicles director, not that I want this to happen.
I totally agree.
This is how bureaucrats
how
are.
Dumb. How really, really, really dumb. I mean, we can't get together and say what the, what the provisions for a state ID should be. I mean, it's just a driver's license, people.
Right.
Pick one. Okay? There's 50 of them to choose from. Say, I like this one for this reason. And pick that and make that the standard. This does not cost billions of dollars in research.
They're going to bitch and they're going to moan right now. But what they're going to do is they're going to turn this into a reason to expand their bureaucracy.
Here's
what another one of their administrators said. We may have to reconsider extreme measures and possibly a complete reorganization.
I love this jerk. He says, whoa, I don't know. No, we're going to have to, I'm probably going to need twice the staff I have.
Right. Somebody's
going to have to write me a really, really big check.
Yeah.
Don't forget the hot new receptionist I'm going to get out of this.
I'll be putting in an extra 2 hours a week on this. Can we go home now? One official wrote. States use a hodgepodge of systems and standards in granting driver's licenses and identification cards. In some places, a high school yearbook may be enough to prove identity. A major goal of Real ID, which was motivated by the September 11th attacks, whose perpetrators, by the way, had legitimate driver's licenses, is to unify the disparate licensing rules and to make it harder to fraudulently obtain a card, which is such total garbage because no terrorist worth his salt is going to go to the DMV and give them false documents so he can get a legitimate identification card. They'll just go to the black market and get a fake ID card that looks like a real one. We're going to come back with more of these details. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can call us about anything. Political issue, personal problem, take control of the phones. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which?
Join us online, freetalklive.com. I believe the auction is still going on at auction.freetalklive.com. We're auctioning off the fourth banner position on our website. You will win, if you are the winner, you'll win our fourth banner site-wide. So on virtually every page at freetalklive.com will be your banner, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's cheap. Auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. All right, so we're talking about Real ID. Now, this is something that they passed, I think it was probably May of last year. The federal government passed the Real ID Act.
It wasn't good news by anyone's...
No, not by anyone who likes freedom, at least.
No.
And the idea here with Real ID is to combine the requirements for the identification systems in the United States to make them uniform. Instead of having a variety of different requirements for ID in different states, this would make it one federal standard. And the states are able to opt out of this. They don't have to comply with the requirements, but at the punishment of not receiving any more federal funding, not being able to participate in federal programs, and specifically the citizens, the people of the states, not being able to participate in federal programs either. So the states have a real incentive to comply, However, whenever you ask a bureaucracy to do something new, to do something different, they act like you just cut their heads off, and they start running around and screaming about how they can't do it. Oh, it's too difficult. This is going to take years. Yeah. It's going to take millions of dollars. And in fact, I'd like to point out to those of you out there that are listening to this that actually believe the government can do something about terrorism, these guys aren't even, I mean, this isn't anything more than changing requirements for an identification card. I mean, yeah, that's how simple it is. I mean, if Sears wants to change their employee identification card, it's probably done in a month's time, you know?
I can't even imagine that it would be. Right. I would say that, you know, somebody says to some lackey, hey, go put together some ideas for changing our ID card. And the lackey comes back with some ideas.
Right.
And some guy says,
implement that one.
Let's do that one there. I like that one there. Well, sir, that one's not as because
Oh, really? Well, then we'll do this one here.
Right. Whatever.
You've got 2 months.
They make some decisions.
You've got 2 months or you're fired.
These guys have to put together committees, and they have to, you know, study it exhaustively. It baffles me. These are just the people that are in charge of deciding how it's going to look.
Right.
The only thing they have to produce is a couple of prototype plastic cards. And it's going to cost billions. It's going to take years.
They're saying it's going to. We're going to have to reorganize everything. We'll have to reorganize the entire driver's department. Well, Jeff Lund, and the state organizations like the National Governors Association have blasted the law as well. Many states will have to amend laws in order to actually comply. Jeff Lundgren, a spokesperson for Real ID's
principal. We're going to have to change the words of the papers.
Yeah. Real ID's principal backer says there's no chance that states might win a delay of the 2008 deadline. We gave 3 years for this process. Every day we continue to have security loopholes, we're at greater risk. So the federal guys are saying, well, this is enough time for you. What's wrong with you? Why can't you get it together? We're not going to extend your deadline. So what are they going to do? Are they going to cut off the funding for all the states that don't make it in time?
No, please. They're going to give them more funding.
Hmm.
You guys better get ship up to shape. Here's $1 billion.
Well, there's more details here. In fact, the real juicy part of this article has yet to come. I mean, it's already been just a mess of bureaucracy and excuses and just pathetic behavior. But wait till you hear some of the details. The devil is in the details here about these systems. For instance, Minnesota is still running a 1980s mainframe system to run all their driver's licenses through.
A Chrome supercomputer.
We're coming back. Hour two on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a...